The Secretary General of the Union of Forces for Change, Jean-Pierre Fabre, says he will call for opposition supporters to demonstrate in 2 days if the National Electoral Commission does not agree to his party's request. The party has asked that the heads of each polling station sign all ballots cast next Sunday.
Bien, alors, il y a quelques petits problèmes qui se posent aujourd'hui. Je crois que vous n'ignorez pas que...
Fabre says there is a problem because the ruling party, the Rally for the Togolese People, pulled out of an agreement to require these signatures. The opposition says the signatures are needed to prevent fraud and track ballots back to their voting stations. But ruling party spokesman Claude Bemont says the request can lead to more fraud. Bemont says he thinks the opposition wants to commit fraud through the signatures. He says ballots will be invalidated if the right people from the station do not sign or if people fake signatures. He says this requirement is dangerous because it can lead to vote tampering. Recent elections in Togo have been marred by accusations of widespread fraud, including ballot stealing by security forces allied with the ruling party. Togo's president, Faure Gnassingbé, was voted into power in a contested 2005 election that ended in violent security crackdowns that sent tens of thousands fleeing to neighboring countries. Chris Fomignol with the U.S.-based National Democratic Institute for International Affairs says Togo's already twice delayed legislative election is critical for it to overcome a violent voting history.
We are going to be watching to see whether the Togolese government and the people of Togo would use this opportunity to begin to shred the image that has been associated with this country for a very long time and to see whether these elections would help put Togo on a positive path.
Togo has deployed its largest security force before an election, which will be monitored by more than 100 military observers from the Economic Community of West African States. More than 3,000 international election monitors are expected to oversee about 3 million voters. Newly arrived members from the European Union team will travel to their post Tuesday. The European Union has said it will fully restore aid, partially cut off since 1993, if the country conducts a fair and transparent election. More than 2,000 candidates from 32 parties are competing next Sunday for 81 legislative positions. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.